Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born May 30th in Gainesville, Texas. He started his wrestling career in 1974, eventually landing in the WWE in 1986, becoming one of the biggest names in the business. He retired in 2008 and has been inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame. His struggles with substance abuse and his road to recovery was documented in the film, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, and on Wednesday, April 24th, he brings his Dirty Details tour, live to the stage of the Improv. Please welcome, wrestling legend, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Hey Jake, how you feeling, man?
Oh, I feel great, man. Are you kidding me? I have a sold-out show last night in Peoria, and the people were just with it, and the tour's been going great, and just feeling a lot of love, man.
Good, good, man. I'm glad to see you out and about, man. The Dirty Details tour rolls into the Kansas City Improv this Wednesday night, and you've been on the Improv before, man. You had a good time there.
Yeah. I had a good time, and come back for some more.
You what? Man, how's your health? How's everything going with you?
Oh, man, the health is what it is. You know, I mean, a lot of bangs and bruises and, you know, surgeries over the years. But, you know, I feel better than I've ever felt in my life simply because I'm sober and I'm receiving so much love from my family, my friends, my fans. Scott Hall had it right. He said, Jake, it kind of sucks that the people care more about us than we care about ourselves.
Isn't that true, man?
For so long, it was like that. And to be in a place where I'm proud of what I'm doing, to be in a place where I'm helping other people get sober and to get clean or to at least get on that road, because it's a long road. You don't do it in 15, 20 minutes.
No, man.
And, people who go to rehab, man, they're not getting a fair shake at it. You know, here's the problem with rehab. You go into rehab for 3 months, say, and meanwhile, all your bills are stacking up. All your commitments are stacking up. Your rent's gone bananas. Your child support's gone bananas. And you come out and you get bombarded by all these people wanting their damn money right then.
Right.
And a lot of people lose their jobs when they go to rehab. And so now all of a sudden you're struggling just to stay afloat, and you can't hit, you can't handle all this, these people coming at you from every direction.
And the
so
stigma.
What happens is you wind up slipping back into it.
Sure, it's there.
You just want the pain to go away.
It's all talking to you. It's always there. Little voice in the back of your head. And if you give into it, man, I've put more than one friend.
You're going to jail. You might as well do it, man. You might as well get high one more time.
That's
you
it.
Know? And that's what happened. I mean, the only reason I made it with Dallas was because he didn't have a magic wand to hit me with or anything like that. He just gave me a safe place for 3 years, not to use.
And he's goddamn, no, he's relentless, man. He is relentless in his focus.
Oh, he is. He's a pain in the ass.
He really is.
That's what he is, a royal pain in the butt, man.
People don't give him the love he really deserves.
Crazy.
He is a good-hearted, like, he really does believe in putting good into this world. Diamond Dallas Page, like, he's many things to many people. He's an incredible wrestler. He's an absolute legend. But the thing I don't think he gets enough accolades for is he really does care about other human beings.
He just wants to see everybody doing right, man. We're all sick of what our government's doing to us with the health care and with GMOs and all that stuff, genetically modified food and everything, man. Everybody's tired of that stuff, man. You know, you're killing your own people. What are we doing?
Yeah, for the money.
And,
that's it.
He brings you a lot. You got mighty dollar, man. Mighty dollar. Monsanto, look out.
But there are some great stories.
I don't know how in the hell they got involved in food when they make carpet, but there they are.
Listen, the thing is, the Dirty Details tour, like, the fun of it is there's some great stories, though, man. You part of a legendary part-time in wrestling when it was so off the charts, outlaw, and it's big business now, but it was big business then, but it was a little less regulated then. It was a little more free-for-all, you know, the guys like, you know, you and Rick. You know, you talk about Harley Race, like, you know, from Kansas City. He's a friend, and Jesus Christ, Harley's wide open, man, with no governor, and then just out of his goddamn mind half the time.
Yeah, always has been.
Yeah. And he's real.
I remember Harley Race back in the 70s and 80s, man. He'd be on the highway, and then all of a sudden you get rear-ended by somebody doing 100 miles an hour, and it was Harley, you know. He wouldn't even move out of his damn way, you know, and he'd just be laughing and driving, throwing beer cans out the window, you know.
Yeah.
That was a nightly thing.
What was the story they were telling us about him snapping a needle off of a guy's ass? He was giving him an injection. It just would walk by and break the needle off in his ass.
Yeah, it's funny. that's a wrestler's sense of humor, though. A wrestler's sense of humor is if he doesn't bleed or he's not at least emotionally scarred for life, then it's not worth doing. You know,
that's psychology.
You got to break them down, man. You got to have them crying in a pool of their own piss. You know?
Well, that's it, man. Because you guys were broken and you're damaged and you had your own demons and your addictions and you had to go out. And there's that love or the pop from the audience was the biggest drug. And then you had to get paid and go to the next city. Like, it was a never-ending cycle, man. It just never stopped the grind.
Yeah, it was, man. I wrestled Ricky Steamboat 93 days straight, man. And I don't know how I did it. You know, I mean, about the 60-day mark, my ex-wife had to come on the road and take care of me because I couldn't talk. I was just a babbling mess, you know. But every time the bell rang, I'd wake up and go do it. You know, and because that's what we love. That's what we feed off of. That's what our passion is. That's what we were starving for. You know, I mean, in those magical days, man, every building you went to was sold out. You know, and. I went from making, you know, $1,500, $2,000 a week for Mid-South to making $15,000 a week. You know, it's kind of hard to quit.
Yeah, of course.
It's kind of hard to quit.
Well, and even more than the money, the adoration of the fans,
the rush.
I mean, every night, man, like you said, and you're pulling a town like Outlaws, like rock stars, you know, like Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was crazy, bro. I mean, every town you went to, there was always somebody waiting there to have the feel-good stuff waiting on you and a limo full of hookers or full of strippers or whatever. And it was insane, man. I mean, I made so many wrong turns. Everybody was making wrong turns at the time.
Sure.
You know, but you were surviving. You know, I mean, you were medicating because whenever you got out of the ring, you'd go to the hotel, you'd try to lay down. And the wife would call, and she's bitching and moaning because she hasn't seen you in 2 months. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that ramps up. She's screaming at you. She hangs up the phone. Where do you go? You go to the bar.
Right.
You know, the hell with it. What am I doing this for? My God, this is BS. And then the next day comes too.
Yeah, and you're gonna fight or you're going to F that night.
That was the unfair part about it. These guys that would show up at the airport and pick us up and get us started partying. The next morning, they would drop us off. We have not been to sleep. They would go home and crash for 3 days. But we had to go to more towns.
Right.
You know, keep going.
Yeah.
And we did.
And you never know.
And that's what all about. I mean, we were talking about all the stories and stuff, the crazy things, the antics, and the practical jokes that weren't so practical. And we're going to bring it in and talk a little bit about addiction, too, during the show, man. I feel a need to do that, and... I'm there. If somebody out there is listening, come to the show, man. If you want to talk about what's going on in your life, I'm available. I am available for you, man, and I'd like to help you.
Well, and the thing is,
because it's an awesome feeling to help somebody. If you want to get high and get a real good high, help somebody.
Yes,
that's a good thing.
That's a fact, man.
That's a great high too.
Well, and the thing is, listen. It's okay, and so many people think, you know, when you talk about sobriety, they think it's the no fun world. The truth is, look, it's alcohol's fine and everything's fine until it's not fine. And that's the great everybody has a different line in a different place. Like, you can raise a lot of hell, and some guys, like, I was pretty lucky. Like, I went through most of my young life and we raised a lot of hell, did a lot of ridiculous things, and then it gets put away. But for some, it doesn't get put away. And that's where the dark part happens.
You know, I tell people, they say, well, why didn't you do cocaine? I said, well, because I liked it.
Because it's awesome.
You know, it was awesome for a period of time.
Right.
But the day that it was no longer a choice to do, and it had became a necessity, that's when the fun stops.
That's it.
That's right.
Because if you've got to have that going to wake up or to feel good, then you've got a real problem, brother.
Yeah,
and that's where I went, man. And I lived in that for about 15 years.
And with the story,
8-ball a day.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Not 3 days a week, 7 days a week. I mean, usually it's more than 8-ball. You know, then you throw in the booze. And then you throw in the BS that goes with it.
Well, and nobody can sustain it. Nobody can do that. No, nobody can sustain that, man. But again, you know, the good times, I'm glad that you're at a place now. If you're just joining the show, Jake the Snake Roberts, legend, absolute legend, Hall of Famer. The Dirty Details Tour comes into the Improv Wednesday night. I'm glad you're at a place. What I wanted to say was where where your sobriety is. It's in check. You know what you have to do to hold on to that. But you can still look back and have a good laugh at the old days, the ridiculous nature of wrestling.
Yeah, if you don't laugh at it, you'll go crazy, man.
Yeah, you have to.
You know, you'll hate yourself so much. I mean, because I was hating myself so much anyway. I finally had to forgive myself and say, okay, man, it's over. You can't change it. You can't go back and fix anything. You can go back and make amends for people, and I've done that, man. And so grateful that my family took me back in and my children forgave me. And, you know, we have a relationship now. In fact, one of my daughters is traveling with me. My oldest daughter's traveling with me. And, you know, it's just a good thing, man. And there's so much out there to love if you just give it a chance.
Yeah, no, there is.
And start loving yourself first. So that's the hard part. That was the hardest part for me anyway. I mean, I had a hard time looking in the mirror at myself because I just wanted to punch that guy.
Did you ever have an opponent you've never been able to forgive? Like there's one guy you go, no, not you. Everybody but you. Like, there's one guy you go, if I see him, I'll smash him in the noggin today. Is there anybody?
Yeah, I've got one or two, but...
And you don't have to name them. I'm just saying, I just want... Because I kind of... I think sometimes I should let go of stuff, and then I don't. Like, and then I think about it a little bit. I go, no, I'm going to go ahead and hold on to that grudge.
Yeah, I try not to keep it out in front and chew on it as much. But if I did see the guy, I would get him. You know? Yeah, that's you, Hokey Talk.
That's it. But I mean, let's talk about the good parts, man. Like, imagine, like, you wrestled Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Andre, man.
Yeah, man. It's insane, bro. Who the hell would have thought I'd ever be in the ring with Andre? And thank you, fans, for showing the interest to want to see that. I don't know what the hell I ever did to y'all, but goddamn, he nearly killed me.
Right? I mean, there'll never be another. Never.
No. He was such a unique individual, man. So strong. He was, oh my God, it's sickening.
The
things he did to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He used to knock me on my butt, man. I'd be laying flat on my back, and he'd come over and stand on my hair. They reach down and grab my arms and pull. So they just rip my hair out, you know. Laughs at haircut, ha ha ha, you know. And he set on me one night and let loose, and next thing I know, I'm counting off a 40-second fart. And, it was incredible. It didn't even sound like a fart. It was like the wind blowing, you know. Like through a barn door or something, whistling.
Oh, you know? So great. They're such great, man.
It left like a wine stain on my shoulder. Where
sitting,
so it was
horrible. See, I'm these are great
to come out, man, and seeing you guys next Wednesday, and we're going to have a great time. If you get a chance, come out early.
Yes, sir.
We'll sign some autographs, take some photos, and I want to hear your stories, man, about the first time you went to wrestling and who you were with. Because I love hearing that stuff, man. I knew you were a grandfather, your dad, a special time during the week that you watched television together. I love to hear that stuff, man.
Oh, you can't. I used to sit on my Uncle Butch in Memphis, Tennessee. Uncle Butch and Aunt Barbara had three kids, Barry, Brandy, and BJ. And I remember sitting on his lap, him drinking PBR with salt on the rim. And we were watching, and he'd tell you, in no uncertain terms, there are three kings. It was Jesus, Elvis, and Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler, yeah. Yeah, that's the way it was, man.
Yep.
Good times, brother.
Wednesday.
Looking forward to it, guys.
All right, brother. I'll see you very soon. See you Wednesday. Hold on, Jake. Jake the Snake, KC Improv, Wednesday night, the Dirty Details Tour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.